anybody has any problem in recording, please, you can either not speak or drop off. Otherwise, so we are going to start the recording has been started. And I think the two things are, one is M4 status update. There were two items that still didn't have the status update. One was requirement 38, which is ORAN ONAP alignment. And I will follow up with Sandeep to make sure that it is green and then update the table there. The other one was bulk PM 129, requirement 129. Oscar, are you working on that or who is working?
So it is updated. So I'm not sure if there's still something missing because it is updated on the Frankfurt page.
Okay. Let me see if I can bring the page and make sure that we are. Let me see if I can share it and then go from there. I don't know if that's the right page. Can anybody send me the link for M4 because what I have is probably not the right one. Thanks. I heard. Okay, so let's
Only one thing I want to mention, TSC meeting is still ongoing, so this page is still under updating.
Yeah, so we won't make any changes. We just go through the requirement and see if. So, Oscar, maybe. How do I scroll?
You can close your left window and make the fonts a little bit smaller.
Yeah, so this one is still blank, so that's one part that I'll ask Sandeep. Oh, so it's yellow. That's the problem. Is this?
Maybe you should. Maybe it should be green. I don't know. It depends on what is the meaning actually of these colors. So we have delivered this functionality. A small, very small amount of functionality has been scoped out. That is mentioned in the second paragraph. Then we have right now a bug as well, but maybe that is okay. So it should be green actually. I don't know.
So maybe the TSC, once the TSC meeting is over, could you please go and update that? And I'll take care of. So, Mars, are you on? I'll do the same thing for this one, 38.
I'm on, yes.
So this would be same as M2M3, which is saying that A1 part is green, code complete, merge, and tested. And O1 has been descoped. So I think we
right.
can do the same language as used over here, that it's somewhere over here there was one. But yeah, I will confirm with Sandeep and update this column over here.
Thank you. And thank you very much.
No problem. And Oscar, if you can take care of this, 129, that would be great.
Yeah, I will follow up.
I will ask, send an email to Ben and John about this 5G service modeling. Whether it should, we just need to update the, so this requirement, there's no requirement, but ask Ben and Joanne to see if they can update the PL. And then, Mark, should I ask Ben to, or anybody else here can give me some information on PNF plug and play?
I would have to ask Damien, I think. Is Damien on this call? No. I guess Ben must still be in jury duty.
Yeah, so could you please follow up on that?
Yeah, I can do that. I'll do that right now. Yeah, maybe I can do
that. Yeah, Ben sent an email. He is on jury duty again.
Yeah, is it 134 you said, Vimal?
Yeah, yeah, that's 134, plug and play.
Okay.
And let's keep going and see if I find anything else. I don't know why there are two, the plug and play onboarding, 135.
That's also need update from Ben.
Okay, they need update from Ben. So 134, 135. This is 170 is not ours. That's ND, that's okay. Portal technology, that's not ours. That's not us. That's not. So I think, what is it? Security Beijing is not ours. Same thing. So those are the only things. So 129, Oscar will take care. 38, I'll work with Sandeep to make sure that is done. Service modeling, Marge, you will ask. I can send a mail to you, Joanne. And
yeah, Joanne would know. I'm not going to know the service modeling one, but I can follow up. Is it 134 and 135 are plug and play?
That's right.
I'm taking care of that.
Okay, thank you. So because they are making this, changing this space, I won't modify anything. If you can follow up those. So in general, anybody else has any questions on M4, any issues or so stop it to complete M4.
So, I mean, there is some other requirements that Ericsson together with Nokia have been working on related to the certificate handling. There we have actually requested that we get a bit more time, because we know it will not be ready today. But there, I think we stated clearly there in for those that we are explicitly requesting an exception.
So I think I saw that, but I can't find it now.
Yeah, so there's a requirement 140 and a requirement 76.
Were you at the TSC meeting? I think they did say that that's fine, but I can't find them. Anyway, it went to the, I'm sorry, I can't find that. Any other status update? So Ben did say he will update the M4 status for the PNF on board or service modeling. Borislav or any Swami, anybody else who has not completed their M4 status on this table? Yeah, I don't see that, Oscar. So if you can look at this, the security certificate piece, that would be great too.
I will probably check with our TSC representative about what has been said in that meeting.
Okay. I can't see who else is on, if anybody else has any comments or questions on M4, please speak. Ben did create a page, but I can't find it. It says the page is not there anymore, so I can't do any editing. I'll just take notes and send it to Ben. I'll stop sharing. The next item, Marge, any other question we have for M4 before we move on to the next topic? Marge, I think you sent out this in the chat box that we already answered, need to update the table. Is Damian or somebody going to update the table?
I didn't put it in the chat, but I will make sure that somebody updates the table.
Okay.
The 134 and one, I'm sorry, whatever the numbers were. I sent them already an email.
Yeah, 134, 135.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's Ben. Ben said, Ben just IM'd me. I don't know how he can IM from jury duty, but he's doing it. that he's gonna update the release page today.
Okay. Good. Thanks, Ben.
Hey, I'll tell him thanks. I didn't think you could do that. I hope he's not gonna get in trouble.
Okay. And the next one is the requirement for next release. Do people have any idea on which one? I think at least for Oran alignment, Marge, you and I will work to make sure that we come up with some good plan to see what we can do in release 7.
Yes, and I think we want to do that as soon as possible because it's a bit of a paradigm shift and it might take a little bit of discussing. So I think we have to get that started. I'm glad we pulled Vijay in, but yeah, I'll work with you on that.
Okay.
And we'll need to pull in, Oscar as well. I think it'll be kind of a joint effort on how we're going to address this and what changes we have to make, right?
Yeah. And Borislav, do you have a plan for slicing enhancement?
Yes, there is a plan for slicing enhancement in Julian release. It was presented on the requirements this week, and it's supposed to be presented on the architecture. I'm not sure if it was supposed to be presented this week or next one, but there is a deck uploaded into the network slicing.
Can you see what I'm sharing?
I'm driving, so it's...
I don't see Swami on, but on the requirement page, there is executive summary, business impact, and so there is some write-up for the network slicing requirement. Just right. Make sure that that's accurate, and if there's any changes to be made.
I think it was a bug.
Are you talking about the E2E slicing?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I just the TSC call. I might miss something. What did you say just now? Your question?
So for Gulan release 7, we are trying to make sure that we put all the requirement for the work we are planning on this requirement page. For the network slicing, the summary is described. Can you see my page, the summary page for?
No, I think you stop sharing the.
Oh, I stopped sharing. Oh, I'm sorry. I did stop. Can you see it now?
Yes.
So, is this the right summary?
Yes, this is the summary. Actually, I think this is the work you've Sammy and most of you have been working on in last year for the description.
If there are some specific concrete work plan for 7, then this is March 2nd.
It's required that only the business driver can be written on that page, and we can only add a link to the proposal.
Okay, so I do see a link to the proposal. Okay, so that's good. And we'll do the same thing for alignment. And Oscar, are you planning anything for G7 for performance or?
We will probably have a few requirements, but we haven't presented them yet in the community.
Okay.
One more thing. So for the report to the requirements subcommittee, is it required we should add the business driver and only this high level description of this use case on this page, and then move to the next steps?
Okay. And that's fine, and I understand, and I think this looks good. So if everybody can follow the end-to-end slicing example and add the requirement that you are planning, that would be great. And if you need to review with the requirements committee, we should do that also.
Also, it's required that we shouldn't depicts it the exact modules only the high level description.
Okay, yeah, this is the, yeah, right now it's the planning phase, so that makes sense. So we will do for, I can't see again, is Joanne online, or I can send an email to Ben and Joanne to see if they are planning to do anything for the config DB or runtime configuration database. So those are the four. So Oscar, you will create this for performance. Marge and I will work on for an alignment. Slicing is already there, and then configuration database, I'll Ben and John to see if they want to include anything. Anything else we are planning for Gulen? John, you are on. So, are you planning for release 7 config DB? Anything for the runtime
config? The right now the first use case will be focus on the some use case for the sample release. So we'll have more requirements into the G release.
Could you please add the so I don't but just starting to
I will have some meeting with Ben or other people to help me do that. We'll talk to you soon.
Any new requirement? G7.
Yeah. Because we still still configure DB, but the requirement maybe potential. The one we had just very limited scope in the frontal release. So we have a mouse scope continue enhancement, maybe in the R7. So I will talk to you. We still need to think about quite a bit too. Yeah, a lot maybe go to different company too.
Runtime configuration you will take care of. I was asking, is there any new topic?
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Everybody. Beyond four things we talked. Anything else we should discuss, Mars or Oscar? Bob.
I don't think so. We can't go too much further until we, with some of this and for the next release, until we resolve a few issues.
Yeah, the question the team for the WIMA, what's the timeline? Like you say, proposal requirement for R7, what is the timeline we have to be in place?
I thought the requirement should all be completed and they will be approved by in the next face-to-face meeting, which is I think in April, if it still happens in as part of ONS summit.
Okay, I see. April, someone sent April 22nd, who sent? Okay, all right, thank you.
So you're saying we have to have most of the planning done by the April meeting then?
Yes. I think they all be reviewed by the requirement committee if they need to review. And we have aligned with PTLs to make sure that there is resources are available so that by April 22nd, they can go and approve the content.
So what are the exact steps for the proposal? So after we report to the requirements subcommittee, what's the next step?
So if you have some dependency with any PTL, please work with the PTL, review the requirement and get the commitment either from PTL or you say you will bring the resources to do the work. So the two things that A, we complete the phase here. B, we review the requirement in the requirements committee. C, we talk to all the PTLs, identify the work that has to be done in each of the projects and get their commitment. Their commitment could be that they have resources to do it, or you are going to bring the resources and they will support you, so they agree to do it. But we have a commitment from PTL to make the necessary announcement. So if the three things are done, then we can go and present that on this April 22nd meeting, and they will prioritize and based on the priority and the resource availability, they will either accept the proposal or they said that need to be de-scoped because of either there's not enough resource or there's not enough time.
Should we also report to the ARC team before April 22nd?
That's a good question. I can ask Sakar, but I don't believe that's true. No, the ARC review is usually M2 or M3.
Yeah, isn't it after we get through the first phase or so that we then go to architecture because we've had some time to think about how those requirements are actually going to get implemented, right?
That's right. So I think if please chime in, but I think those are the three steps we need to do.
So before April 22nd, we also need to get the confirmation from the PTL.
So we need to do three things. A, we write down requirement on this page and have a requirement detail and end-to-end slicing. You with the requirements committee, and contact whose project is impacted by this project, this use case, and get their commitment.
So the remote, yesterday we're talking about documentation things. Actually, that's just initialized, but didn't really require some doc yet, right? Just for this release or end of next release, right?
So I was looking more for, so if you, requirement is M4 work, requirement is not something that we need to do for the next release pieces, but whatever you are doing for in release 6, the documentation is mostly what Swami was showing, that we need to create this RST file. If I don't even remember the name to give it to the integration team, and then work with each PTL to make sure that all the enhancement when we made in those modules are also properly documented. And Mars or Oscar, is that the right summary or did I miss that? Is that what Sophia told you yesterday or day before yesterday?
Yeah, that's what I recall.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Otherwise, I think we can end. There's no, if there are no other questions, we can end early. I think, Ben will take care of some of those M4 table update. I'll take care of 38, and Oscar, you'll take care of 129. and then let's continue to work on this requirement space. Thank you. Any other margins we need to do anything else?
I don't think we have to do anything else, no.
Okay, then. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.